This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 15th day of November 2015. On Friday, the 13th, 2 days ago, the third largest terror attack on Western soil since 9/11 took place. The second largest, the downing of the Russian aircraft killing 224, happened on Halloween. And ISIS has pledged to strike all over Europe and the United States, including using MPADs, surface-to-air missiles that they've got thousands of, thanks to Benghazi. Why would our government transfer those weapons to them knowingly? And how do they think they're going to cover it up as more aircraft begin to get shot down, like the British aircraft we learned that almost got shot down and barely was missed by an MPAD 1 month ago? Ladies and gentlemen, we have three reporters. Paul Joseph Watson from London, Joe Biggs from Austin, Texas, and Michael Zimmerman from Austin, Texas as well are all on the ground. They basically haven't slept. They got in earlier today. They are inside Paris less than 48 hours after the attacks. They've been reporting from the ground. When we come back from break, we'll be talking to Paul Joseph Watson, standing in front of the Eiffel Tower that has been shut down to the terror attacks. At least seven different attacks inside Paris, other attacks hardly getting any attention across Paris and across other areas of France. Other terror attacks are taking place in other areas of Europe, and they're keeping them very, very quiet. Reports of explosions, fires, stabbings, shootings. They're coming in. We're trying to track all of it. Again, six major attacks just that night in Paris. Several others since then. Burnings, shootings, attacks, counterstrikes as refugee camps are burned. This is the clash of civilizations that PNAC talked about so much. So Paul Joseph Watson and Joe Biggs will be reporting with Mike Zimmerman, the intrepid cameraman, there with them as well. This is overwhelming, the angles of this. Obviously, ad nauseum, 4 or 5 years since the attack on Libya using al-Qaeda, we have said this would spread to the rest of the Middle East, Syria, Iraq, Egypt, and then to Europe and the United States. The West is funding al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, ISIS. They said 8 months ago and 6 months ago and a month ago in the news that they were going to attack Europe with refugee hordes, with their military operatives inside. We would simply quote their quotes on air, and we would have Media Matters, MSNBC, and others attack us and say it didn't exist. There was not one terrorist amongst the military-age men pouring in. You see the videos and the photos. It's the governments over there say it's 80% or so are military-age men. I see the videos. I don't see the women and kids. And on their own Twitters and Facebooks, they say they're coming to kill. We broke this on Friday into Saturday, Drudge linked to it. Then major news, ABC News, CBS News, others picked it up. And it's been confirmed by the French and Greek government. Paris attack terrorist Ahmed Al-Mohamed was rescued near Greece after his refugee boat sank. Now, how did Paul Watson break that? Well, the Greek government came out and released the info in tweets from their official ministry. We picked it up. Other press went and picked it up, and then it was put out. And I'm not bragging that we broke that. It's just I'm pointing out we are on target. We are a serious news agency with three reporters on the ground right now in Paris. And the reason I add that to our viewers and listeners, I've told you, you support us, you support our sponsors, you buy the products, you send the money in here, we will expand in the face of the New World Order, and we will break major world news to make sure they can't spend this and cover stuff up. Because believe me, they don't want it out. This was a refugee with a fake passport. Almost all the quote refugees are not from Syria. The jihadis are invading there and then infiltrating into Europe out of Syria, where NATO is bringing them in. It's all coming up from Paris, straight ahead on Alex Jones.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
From deep in the heart of Texas Austin on this live Sunday worldwide broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Joe Biggs, former Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army, expert on Al-Qaeda, fought them in Afghanistan and Iraq, is joining us here in just a few minutes from the ground in Paris, France, just 48 hours after the tragic attacks. They've been on the ground there now since this morning. We also have Paul Joseph Watson from London, who's also on the ground there in Paris, outside the lockdown Eiffel Tower, with our intrepid cameraman, Michael Zimmerman. Let me set the table here. If you're a new listener on our affiliates out there, if you go back to the last 5 years of broadcast, since the West began funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, in Libya, in Egypt, and other countries in the Arab Spring, to overthrow governments that were pro-West, and put in jihadi governments. Now, we can get into why that was done, but that's on record. WikiLeaks is being criticized today. WikiLeaks blames America for Paris attacks. Many other Twitter users respond with hostility to WikiLeaks' argument, but the organization refuses to give ground. Well, they didn't blame America. Listen to their tweet. At least 39 dead tonight. That's right after it happened. The terror attacks, now it's over 100. 250K dead in Syria and Iraq, both a direct result of U.S., U.K., France feeding Sunni extremists. That's right. The Wahhabists are a Sunni strain out of Saudi Arabia on record, and our governments all over the Middle East have been defending them and funding them. They are the rebels that our, quote, ally Saudi Arabia is funding and that our government's funding. So the criminals in European governments and in our governments have opened the borders, advertised the free lunch, and are bringing the people in by the millions. I just saw some national numbers out from Congress today where we've doubled Muslim immigration since 9/11. Immigration. Europe has more than quadrupled it. Millions a year, and mainly from radical countries, military-age men. So Rob Lowe comes out, puts out a tweet, not even really conservative, and says, I can't believe you waited this long to close your borders with all the stuff going on. In fact, all he said was, oh, now the French government closes the borders. And they have all this faux outrage how bad he is. They've arrested Le Pen. She's now the front runner in national polls. She came in third place last time to win the presidency. She's now in the lead. Mainline nationalist, libertarian conservative, they act like she's an extremist and far right for saying we should control our borders. They arrested her a month ago and charged her with saying there's a radical Islamic invasion, close quote. She was arrested. That'd be like if they arrested Mitt Romney or something because he said, you know, there's a such and such invasion from Mexico. She's now on trial facing years in prison. So have that backdrop to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the controlled left, the socialists, the EU types, the EU dictatorship is using radical Islam to bully Europe into submission. And now they're saying, France is saying they're going to start bombing Assad because he won't be toppled by Al-Qaeda and ISIS, as if him being weak gives them a safe haven. So now France has to take over Syria to then push ISIS out when the West, including France, put them in. Man, that's playing off political ignorance right there. Now, we're going to cover all of this today, but is it a false flag? Not in the classical sense of a purely staged event like Oklahoma City or Operation, you know, the stuff that went on in the 1960s with Operation Northwoods and Operation Ajax and others. But the West, the criminals running our governments, want chaos. Crisis is their brand. Order out of chaos. And so they want crises. They want problems. And they then will then take our liberties and our freedoms in the name of fighting radical Islam, which they're funding. It's a very simple equation. Problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic. And that's what's going on. And I predicted it to a T. And I'm saying it's going to get worse. But before they really hit us with the big waves that are coming, they cover up the Garland shooting, say it isn't Islamic. The attack on the training centers. The attack on the Army-Navy recruiting centers. They cover those up. The Marine Corps recruiting centers. They cover those up. They covered it all up. They cover up the attacks on Charlie Hebdo. They cover up the attack on Fort Hood and 14 people dead and won't say it was Islamic, even though it was. Hillary won't say it in the Democratic debate. None of the other candidates will, because they want to build it up first to where it's so horrible with sleeper cells, it totally transforms our society forever when they strike. I used to think, didn't they double-cross and kick the Islamics out or go after Saudi Arabia? No. They'll have political correctness and say, we must submit to it or they'll blow us up. That's how politically correct we are. If we'll give up our kids and give up the word mother and father so they won't call us homophobic, well, of course we're going to give up to millions of radical Islamists coming in there and bullying us with the left all screaming and cheerleading for it, who they never attack and touch. Now, Paul Watson will be in the next segment. I'm going to him now to break down what he's witnessed so far, then Joe Biggs after that. But we're going to cover it all. It is over the top. Madonna says it's the West's fault we got hit because we don't accept radical Islam. We should love them unconditionally. Well, you go there and walk around without a hood on your head in Saudi Arabia, sweetie pie, when you have sucked off the West, sucked off the Renaissance, acted like a liberal, and now you make statements like this. You are a joke. Now, let's go to Paris, France, with Paul Joseph Watson reporting from the Eiffel Tower that is shut down. You can see the other famous buildings of Notre Dame and others in the background. Paul Watson, this is a major sea change, obviously. If we can't get the borders controlled and kick radical Islamists out when they're openly calling for killing us now, if Merkel can bully everyone into submitting, she obviously runs Germany, the new Hitler, then where is all this going? Paul Watson.
Well, the thing is, Alex, you would think that this would change the narrative, right? You've got at least two of these attackers, these bombers, proven to at least have stolen passports, got in via the refugee acceptance system. So whether they were those passports belong to them or not, the fact is they abused the system, which we have been warning about for months. In fact, I made a video in December last year saying that ISIS was about to attack major European cities. Charlie Hebdo happened less than a month later. Now we have this. We have these reports now confirmed by the Greek government, which we reported Saturday morning, that one, if not two, of these attackers snuck into Europe on fake Syrian passports. Now, the reaction to that from the left was, oh, this is not as it seems. We can't treat this, you know, to blame all the refugees. They're fleeing from ISIS. We of course, know that that's not the case. Yes, there are many Syrian refugees that are fleeing from war and ISIS persecution. But ISIS themselves said that they would use that crisis to sneak in multiple numbers of terrorists.
They said that in February of this year. I'm showing the article. They said that in February of this year. Please continue.
Exactly, via Libya. And that was even before the whole Syrian refugee thing blew up.
And Gaddafi warned of it.
That was their plan. Now we have this whole backlash before this attack in Germany, in other European countries, massive protests, people basically calling for Merkel to be deposed, because of the dangers not only of this policy, but of the social upheaval that Germany is already going through. You know, if this attack had happened in Germany, which is a little different to France, not as big a Muslim population, there probably would have been riots on the streets, because there almost already are. In fact, top German security experts, we reported this 2 weeks ago, are saying this is going to lead to riots, because it's not just the, quote, far right that are getting angry about this now. It's people who live in towns of 300, a village of 300 people, who suddenly get inundated by 1,000 refugees.
And that was one. Like, another had 100 and was given 340-something, and told your children will literally, quote, serve them in national service.
No, that is proposed. And in fact, they're already doing that with the school children. And now they've proposed
Paul, a law in Germany. Paul Feather, let's break down the math. We'll go over what's happening currently, what you witnessed there, but why we believe this is happening and what their next step will be. Well, we know what it is. First they say 100,000, then 1 million, then 3 million refugees. Obama wants to bring millions in. The first arrived today in New Orleans. Stay with us. They're coming here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Got it. Got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I don't want to play the actual theater shooting and hand grenading video shot by one of the horrified rock and roll fans that was there at the theater. But I will show for TV viewers, we also simulcast a full television production. If you're a radio listener, there's a free feed at Infowars.com/show. Important to add that, that we are a radio show, quote, on television, pioneering that format that so many others now duplicate, and I'm very happy about that. But it is important for us to note that for new listeners and viewers, because it can get confusing. Before we go back to Paul Watson in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, here's some of the dramatic footage outside of the police involved in a gun battle with the terrorist. Here it is. And the police, to their credit, do run out in the street and save people that are crossing and expose themselves to gunfire. They've been criticized for waiting for 2 hours before they went in, but it turns out that they were waiting to get orders on what should happen because there were hostages inside. That's still a pretty quick response, 2 hours, when you have hostages. But they started killing the hostages. It's better than a response with the Charlie Hebdo attack where it took them 3 days to get them. There they are leading a woman across the street in gunfire. And it gets worse because there's also the political correctness of covering up the rocket launchers that were used inside the newspaper. Okay, let's stop right there. There's more of that, all the raw footage, up on Infowars.com. Paul, this is the suspension of reality, though, with millions of radical Islamists being brought in, most of them military-age men, fake passports, just like this guy had, infiltrating through Syria. These are mainly the people that have been in Syria, murdering hundreds of thousands of Christians, and Alawite and Shiite non-radical Muslims. And, I mean, can Merkel get away with saying, be nice to them, bring more in, this isn't Islam? Can Hillary get away with not criticizing it? How dare Obama come out and say, we stand with France, we're going to help you fight ISIS, when he knows full well the West, including France, has been funding this group to kill hundreds of thousands of people? This is really sick. Paul Watson, what do you see there on the ground, other points, and what do you think's really behind this? Are they starting to turn against ISIS? Have they decided to not go along with Saudi Arabia's strategy of jihad takeover to use radical Islam to conquer the Middle East with the West backing it? Is it a triple cross? I mean, I talked to some of the smartest people at the Pentagon off record. They don't even know what's going on right now. They believe that the globalists have lost control of the situation, evidenced by Russia coming into the vacuum and kicking ISIS's butt in the last 3 months, forcing ISIS now to lash out, including with massive terror attacks in places like Lebanon and other areas.
Well, of course,
unfortunately, I believe they have, let's just stop for a moment, I believe they have an internal mic open on the camera as well, not just the line-in mic. So we need to do some data testing right there and ascertain what's happening with those systems, and then we will attempt to go back to Paul Joseph Watson there on the ground in Paris, France. Again, even most national TV in the United States doesn't have reporters there on the ground. We're doing this, but we're out there in the cold, in the high wind, working on the systems. And we will check those systems and go over those systems and see exactly what happens and come back to Paul Watson in the next segment. Let me now, here in just a moment, get one of the big blaring issues here, and that's Donald Trump. Donald Trump has done it again, saying common sense statements that get him demonized. He said that there have been more guns and not such draconian gun control laws in Paris, basically total gun ban, that citizens would have had concealed carry and fought back. That's what we saw has happened at other events here in the United States. And it was the Interpol chief in 2013, Interpol chief Army citizens, he says, armed citizens globally to prevent terrorist attacks. I had a Freudian slip of an army of citizens. Interpol chief, armed citizens globally to prevent terror attacks. Interpol Secretary General Ronald Noble told ABC News that one of the only ways to prevent terrorists from hitting soft targets like shopping malls in Kenya was to arm citizens globally, noting that the Westgate Mall siege would have been averted far quicker if it had taken place in a gun-friendly area like Denver or Texas. Noble statements are a powerful rebuttal to the anti-gun lobby. So let's not forget that from 2013. And we do have the Donald Trump clip. Here's Donald Trump saying the same thing as the Interpol head, but being criticized as being ignorant for saying it, even though all the facts point towards it. You don't see mass shootings happening or folks getting away with it in Switzerland, do you? The only European country to have similar gun ownership to the United States. Here it is.
When you look at Paris, you know, the toughest gun laws in the world, Paris. Nobody had guns but the bad guys. Nobody. Nobody had guns. And they were just shooting them one by one. And then they broke in and had a big shootout and ultimately killed the terrorists. And I'll tell you what, you can say what you want, but if they had guns, if our people had guns, if they were allowed to carry.
Now, to those of us that are informed, that's just common sense. But that is so revolutionary.
It would have been a much, much different situation. I hear it all the time. You know, you look at certain cities that have the highest violence, the highest problem with guns and shootings and killings. Chicago is an example. Toughest gun laws in the United States. Nothing but problems.
So there's Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back from break here and try to reconnect with our crew on the ground in Paris, France. They haven't gotten a lot of sleep. Obviously, it is a somewhat dangerous situation with the terrorists saying they're going to launch more attacks inside the country and against other Western countries. But the real danger is not standing up to this. So I want to salute our reporters who are there on the ground, and also want to salute all of you out there that spread the word about this broadcast, that support our sponsors at InfoWars.com, and that buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. You are right beside us in this fight. I want to go back to Paul Watson. We're going to break in a minute. We're going to come back and let him finish, but he had some Skype problems. They're going to be also filing more reports the next few days. They're on the ground talking to folks on the street, looking at the censorship. But coming back, Paul, what are the points you're going to get into?
Just the fact that this attack has not changed the narrative on admitting the refugees. In fact, the president of the EU Commission, Carl Juncker, has come out today and said that this won't change the policy. We've got Hillary Clinton saying they're going to allow more Syrian refugees into America. We've got Obama promising at least 100,000 initially. And again, most of them aren't Syrian refugees, only one-fifth are. We've got the Calais migrant camps, which are mostly North Africans. Of course, we've got threats coming from there, so even though this has happened, you would think it would reverse that narrative. They're doubling down on the insanity, despite all these social problems in Germany, which we touched on previously.
And you've talked about the motive for all of this. When we come back, I want to get into it, what the sense is on the street. They've had cars backfire, and then hundreds run panicking in fear. They've shut down most of the major tourist destinations and more. Paul Joseph Watson, with his geopolitical analysis, one of the best out there, joins us, and then Joe Biggs with his military angle. Straight ahead.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, while other Americans are watching football, and I'm not saying they're bad people, and while other Americans are watching different reality TV shows of the Kardashians and other mindless issues, Western governments have been financing and radicalizing Islamic countries since the 40s. You can look that up. That's even in the Washington Post. And they're not bringing in women and children that are real refugees. They're bringing in military-aged men. And I love how the crew, every time I just make a statement, they just Google it, pull up the article so we can prove what I'm saying. Daily Mail, 4 out of 5 migrants are not from Syria. EU figures expose the lie that the majority of refugees are fleeing war zone. And that's even accepting the fake passports. And they admit almost 80% of those are fake. And again, right at 80% are military-age men. You look at the videos, you look at the photos, there's almost no children in any of these. It's men. It's men. And they're carjacking, robbing, taking over, I mean, by the millions. And then chanting that they're going to blow everything up. I mean, this is crazy. This is like the invasions, the Islamic invasions that triggered the Crusades. And is that what's happening? Is the West trying to trigger is the government trying to trigger a move so we'll back new Crusades, but not to go fix the Middle East, not to free the Middle East, but to bring it back to the Stone Age and actually then just kind of put these people in charge? Or are the globalists double-crossing us, and are they going to have the radical Islamics be our new bosses in the politically correct world? Because they say we have to comply with it, not it with our freedom. Paul Watson, there's a manhunt for the eighth Paris suspect underway, obviously across Europe. Investigation widens to nearby countries. The president wants a three-month state of emergency. He announced 2 weeks ago he was going to shut down the borders for the world government summit coming. The biggest world government summit ever to bring in global taxes. The Pope's calling for it. Big things are happening. Paul, I know we don't like to speculate, but we know the West has been hijacked. Open the borders. The head of the UN migrant group, the former head of the EU, Peter Sutherland, says get rid of Europe's sovereignty, admits it's a plan. They advertise the freebies. They caused the flood. They knew the attacks would come. What is their end game in this? Because, Paul Watson, if they get caught running this, which they have been caught, then they're all going to end up getting in trouble or politically destroyed. Or are they so confident in geopolitical illiteracy that, as France has announced, they want to take out Assad now, saying the fact that he's weak allows ISIS to have a safe area when our own government funded ISIS that caused the failure of Syria? I mean, is this the triumph of ignorance? Is this the inversion of reality? Paul, you're a smart guy. Where do you see all this going? Go ahead.
I think what's going on, Alex, is they're more terrified of this conservative, you know, genuine, legitimate conservative wave sweeping Europe, which has been happening for the past 2 years or so. They're more terrified of that, having an authentic government that actually represents the people's desires, a kind of populist government, not just in Paris, but in all these different countries. They're more afraid of that than having these jihadists running around everywhere, killing everyone. Because here in France, in 2 months, I believe, they've got these regional elections where Marine Le Pen, who of course has garnered such political capital out of this because
she's a French Ron Paul. And again, you hit the nail exactly on the head. They even admit that. Flood everything with friends of the socialists that are on the payroll with welfare, so many as a political checkmate, not to just outvote, but burn down every city and hold Europe hostage. The left controls these terrorists. Go ahead.
Interesting, Alex, because the biggest book in France this year was a book called Submission by Michel Houellebecq, who is basically France's most famous author. And in that book, which was written before Charlie Hebdo, he predicted that there would be these Islamist attacks in France, which would lead to France having a runoff in the election in 2022 between Marine Le Pen and this Islamist party, which was seen as more moderate and able to control the jihadists. So it's strange that fiction parallels reality, because that seems to be the case. Of course, 2017 is the next French election. Everybody's quite confident that Marine Le Pen will win the first round, and then they're going to bring in Sarkozy and these other neocons to try and battle it out with her in the second round and knock her out, because they're terrified, again, that Marine Le Pen will become the leader of France. And I think they're more terrified of that than the situation that we had a couple of days ago. But even so, you know, Hollande came out and said that this is an act of war. That's the most aggressive rhetoric that he's come out with. But again, it's not about boots on the ground in Syria. It's not about attacking them in Syria. It's about stopping them from getting here in the first place. And of course, we know several of them were French citizens, Belgian citizens. They were already here. And some of the others.
And the police knew who they were and were ordered to stand down. It is incredible.
They let one of them go. Yeah.
So it's key. I agree with your analysis. In fact, it's not even our opinion. It's a fact. They opened the borders. They advertised. They brought them in. They protected them. They ordered the police to stand down. They have allowed them to attack. Now they'll say, let's bring in a moderate Muslim party to control it. You've got all the socialist parties, as you've written about extensively, from Sweden to France, saying we should get rid of Christianity. We should adopt Islam. So the socialists hate Christianity in the West. They're such self-haters that they want to suicide the West and adopt socialist Islam.
And there's no great revolt against that here in France. There is more so in Germany. But I'll give you an example. Here's an article out of Haaretz today. It's in Paris, neighborhood heavily hit by terrorists. Residents view attackers as victims. This is out of Haaretz today. And they basically talk about, well, they're stupid, but they aren't evil.
That's what Madonna's saying. That's what Madonna's saying.
Yeah, these liberals in these areas that were hit by the attacks blame themselves for the attacks and say they're just misunderstood. They blame society for not integrating these people. They don't blame the fact that they're evil jihadists. This violence is based in their religion, which they dare criticize because it's not politically correct. So that's what France is like. I mean, France has, I don't want to be mean in this time of crisis, but France has garnered a reputation over the past 60, 70 years for being very weak for one specific reason during the Second World War. And it seems like that's continuing today. Because in Germany, we're seeing this kind of uprising. They're openly talking about toppling Merkel. We're seeing these demonstrations grow greater and greater. But here in France, the streets are basically deserted. I was in London late last night just getting back. It was still bustling, even though there was a huge storm. You know, everyone was in the cafes, the restaurants, it was busy. Here, it's a ghost town basically tonight. And, you know, that goes somewhat to the character of French. And that book, Submission by Michel Houellebecq, is, I think, going to turn out to be very prophetic in the future political course of France.
Right. As you said a month ago on the air, this is a mass cuckolding, and that's, again, where a man lets another man basically slap him around and then have sex with his wife in front of him. This is a religion. It's being dominated, being overrun, destroying what your forebears built, committing suicide culturally, is the religious holy sacrament of the left. Because they're not the left. They are a group of mentally ill people. And they hate anyone that cares about them. They hate anyone that genuinely wants to help them. They hate anyone that wants to build and give them something strong. They get off on destroying everything good. And they love misery. They love ugliness. There's been mainline articles written about this, that the left loves everyone poor, starvation, ugliness. This is who they are.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to this tipping point. France has the highest population of Muslims out of the whole of Europe. It's about 7% of the population now. And they've done studies which show that if you get 6% of the population that Muslims, a lot of whom aren't integrated, social upheaval, civil unrest begins to occur. And that was happening 10 years ago in Paris.
And that's because the West, though, previously it wasn't like that. The West is so submissive and won't have a brown bag in case it makes someone upset, or won't say mother or father, that when people show up and say whatever they want, do what they want, the West kneels and bows and then slits its own throat. And this is totally pathetic. Paul, I'm going to come back to you into the next hour, but I want to come back, get Joe Biggs' take for a segment or two, then we're going to come back to you from Paris straight ahead. Folks, you cannot make up the magnitude of this. And it's all over the world. This is the plan. Destroy the West. Bring it down. Wreck it.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So just to be clear, France is saying and has been saying that Islamic State is able to be in Syria and have the country cut in two, not because France and the West openly funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra, same group, the last 4 or 5 years, as the, quote, rebels, but because Assad hasn't been removed. And so now France is saying we want to send ground troops there. That story's up on InfoWars.com. Here's another one with video of John Kerry, Secretary of State. The video is posted at the Tower website. It's also on InfoWars.com. Kerry, Assad cut his own deal with ISIS. That's their response to Bashar al-Assad saying France is backing ISIS and now it's turned against them. He goes on to say, no, Assad's really running ISIS now. I mean, folks, al-Qaeda launched 2 chemical attacks, 2.5, 3 years ago, on Syria and then blamed it on Syria. But when they tested the nerve gas, it was from Saudi Arabia. I mean, it was admittedly a false flag. Now, has the West really turned against ISIS, and are they really bombing them now because they're uncontrollable? Maybe. I don't know. We know the Russians are. Are there really good rebels? Yeah, we're told there's 5 of them. I'm not joking, 5 of them. Hundreds of thousands of al-Qaeda and ISIS, but 5 good rebels. No, the plan was always to destabilize the area. Are they now turning against ISIS because they're not playing ball and really bombing them, so ISIS is now hitting the West? We're going to get Paul Watson's take in the next hour, but I want to talk to Joe Biggs, who hadn't slept in about 40-something hours, who got into France today, flew out a day and a half ago out of Austin, got into London, got into France today, and he's there to get his take as a military veteran, Purple Heart recipient, blown up multiple times in armored vehicles and hit by shrapnel in Afghanistan and Iraq, fighting Al-Qaeda, the Akani Network, other jihad groups. We're not, you know, they're like the mainstream media just calling, give up all your rights, more TSA, but leave our borders wide open. We're there really exposing what's happening. You've been on the ground. You've been analyzing it. What blares at me, Joe, is that the borders are open to Europe. They're flooding these people in. Al-Qaeda said they were sending in military-age men. ISIS said the same thing. Two attack on record. They attack. And the answer in France is arrest anybody that criticizes radical Islam. And Merkel's having people's kids taken in Germany if they criticize radical Islam. How will they get away with this, Joe Biggs? I mean, this is so crazy. And now they want to attack Assad, who's fighting ISIS, thinking the public's so dumb that we'll think he's behind it, like attacking Saddam for what Saudi Arabia did, bare minimum, on 9/11. Or is this a false flag? Did the West, some are saying, stage this as a pretext to go in and attack Assad now? I don't know, because they weren't ready in the first few hours with a script. It doesn't look staged to me. Now, I may be wrong. If we learn there's a drill or something else, then it has the telltale signs. But not everything is an inside job. But it's still a false flag by extension, because the West opened the borders and funded these groups. So that's a fact. Our criminal governments are the main authors. They're the mommy and daddy of this. But their baby did it. Either way, Joe Biggs, we, again, don't script this. We're going to get his take from his perspective, former Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army. Joe Biggs, what do you think's happening?
Yeah, honestly, Alex, I don't think this is a false flag attack whatsoever, because guess what the elite want? They want wide open borders. They want that to happen. They want the refugees to come in. They want these attacks to happen. If this was a false flag attack, they wouldn't do something like that, because what's going to be the direct reaction of governments when something like this happens? Close down the borders like France did. They shut everything down. So I don't think it's a false flag in that sense whatsoever. I think that this is a legitimate attack. I think this is a group of individuals who, we've said before, have gotten out of control. Now, this is what they want. They want a global domination. They want people to be scared. They want people to feel like they need more government to take over. They want to take people's liberties and freedoms away and go, "What? Hey, we've got this. We're in control. You guys will be safe knowing that we can take power of this." And that's what they want to do. That's the entire point. And then when people don't go along with it, they need these attacks to happen, because then people are more willing to give up their liberties, their rights, their freedoms, just like we saw with 9/11, with all that stuff. So that's the entire end game, I think. They want the entire world to be in fear nonstop. And that's why they're allowing this kind of stuff to happen, so they can do that.
I agree. George Soros is in the news today bragging that he helped create the migrant crisis, in his own words. He went on CNN and admitted he helped overthrow the elected government of Ukraine. And now Peter Sutherland is bragging, saying, yes, we will get rid of Europeans. White faces are the problem. That's a quote. Who are these crazy people? A crazy, weirdo Nazi collaborator from World War II is bringing in radical Muslims to destroy Europe? I mean, how do these crooks sit there with straight faces and brag about their evil?
I mean, it's amazing. Today there have been protests, you know, lashing out all over France, where they were calling them far-right extremists, because these people didn't want refugees coming in and this happening. You know, we've been saying this for months and months on end, that they would use this crisis to bring in these jihadis, these terrorists, through these borders that are wide open and use them to do these attacks.
And they hate the West so much, they can't even wait till there's 20 million jihadis. They just have to start killing right away.
Well, people don't even know this today, but 13 Syrian refugees were brought into New Orleans today. You can go to local New Orleans papers and find that. 13. Now, out of that, how many of those guys are vetted? I mean, you don't know who's being vetted, because there's nothing out there. There's no check and balance as to what's going on. They're just letting people in and then saying, you know, we'll deal with it later.
Sure, that's WVUE, and that's how it starts in Europe. 13, 20, 100, 500, 10,000, 100,000, 2 million, 5 million. That's how they do it. That's WVUE Television, New Orleans, Louisiana. Syrian refugees beginning arriving in New Orleans. And again, a lot of these are real refugees, about 25%. The government admits that. Are real women and children that our policies help do this. But see how the globalists want to destroy everybody. I mean, these are the jihadis our criminal government helped bring into Syria that our own military, Joe, as you know, 2 years ago said, we're not going to fight on the side of Al-Qaeda. This is crazy. What do you think the end game is? And what's the sense? I mean, I'm told it's a ghost town in Paris. I'm told that they hear a car backfire. Everyone runs panicking in fear.
Oh, exactly. That's what I was going to get to. Now, earlier tonight, there was a lot of people out at the memorial of the attacks that happened on Friday the 13th, you know, just a few days ago, when, you know, 135 people were murdered and over 350 people wounded. And there were people out there visiting that memorial, laying down candles, going out and sitting pictures out, and just kind of going over and talking to each other, praying, and all that. And some guy wanted to come out, and he starts throwing fireworks out, and everyone thinks it's gunshots. And you can see videos from the BBC, I think, where people are screaming and running because they thought they were being attacked again.
Now we know more. It's fireworks. They first thought it was a backfire. Sounds like you did that on purpose. That's criminal.
Yes, exactly. That is. And CNN won't even report the truth. You know, we got that from here on the ground, what's going on. Those are fireworks that were set off, like little kinds that you light that have, like, the little red ones on it.
Sure.
Just little pop-off people do. And that's disgusting, but that's what they want, though. They want everyone in the world to be in fear. That is the end game. So people give up their liberties, their rights, their freedoms, so they feel like they need a bigger government to take control. You know, it's amazing. You know, in America, people take the Second Amendment for granted so much, and it's quite sickening because we need that. You know, when ISIS showed up to Garland, Texas, what happened? They got shot down, literally. You know, just imagine how the outcome would be right now if people here had that ability. Not everybody in France agrees with the Second Amendment, but those who do should have that right. You know, when you have the right to carry, doesn't mean that everyone has to. But if you feel like you should, if you feel that you need that protection, that's a route that you can go. And that's something that everybody in the world should have, that safety net. You know, imagine if those people in that theater could have had someone there that was armed.
And that's exactly what Donald Trump said. I'm going to come back, cover more news with you for two more segments, play some clips, show, go back and forth with you. Then we're going to go back with another segment with Paul Watson. In the last half of the next hour, I'm going to take phone calls for folks specifically in Europe, specifically in France, or who have family over there. What's your take on this? Stay right there, Joe. We're going to come back with a second hour and go directly back to you. I talked to my accountant yesterday. They called me and said, you know, this France trip, sending four people there, and your expenditures, you're going to go into the red in the month of November currently with projections we've got. Please plug the sponsors. Please try to make some money on the show. If you believe in what we're doing and want high-quality products, nutraceuticals, pro-gun shirts, high-quality, shortable foods, you name it. Shop with the good guys, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're introducing Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleansing. It's 120 capsules for a deep 6 weeks cleanse. Take a couple of these a day. Natural ingredients to flush out parasites. Just simply amazing. This new product's in. We'll sell out in the next week. As new products, we only do limited runs. InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. We can answer all your questions. Living Defense is now in. We got 20% off vitamin D3, organic, winter sun, InfoWarsLife.com, and a bunch of other specials. But we need your support, your prayers, and you to spread the word. We are the tip of the spear. Stay with us, second hour.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.